Good morning. Thank you for those songs, Daryl. I want to welcome everybody, especially our visitors that are with us today. We extend a very special welcome to you. And like was said earlier, glad that you chose to come and worship God with us rather than any other choice that you could have made. We have a new brother in Christ, David Ivanski. We welcome him. He has been studying with Frank, and he decided to put his Lord on in baptism last Wednesday, and we rejoice in that we have a new brother. Just one quick announcement. We used to be in the habit of having some finger foods and basically a reason to get together and fellowship and stuff our faces on the last Sunday of each month. It's been kind of postponed with all that COVID stuff, and some people have been saying, let's get back doing that. This coming end of the month, last Sunday of the month, we will, Stacy and I will provide hot dogs. Everybody else provide the side dish, you know, whatever you want, desserts, side dishes, and so forth. And we'll kind of have, after we sing and read some scriptures, we'll have a fellowship, and we'll have a kind of a special fellowship because Puka is graduating high school. So he will kind of be the man of the hour. And he's back there waving. So we'll bring you a ham sandwich, his favorite sandwich. No hot dogs for you. You'll get a ham sandwich. So just mark that on your calendar and the last Sunday of the month. Last week, we started looking at the book of Nehemiah. Not an in-depth verse-by-verse study, but more of a survey, just kind of to see some of the major concepts revealed in the book of Nehemiah. Some of the things that we saw last week was that Nehemiah was a great and very dedicated man of God, and that he took great honor to do service to God, whatever that service brought him to do. And we saw that one of the things that he did was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And he refused to be distracted in that work. Isn't that so much like us? We get fired up, ready to do something, and then there's all these distractions called life. And Nehemiah refused to let God's work be put on the back burner because of distractions. And one of my favorite little short quotes of the Bible, it was able to be done. Those walls of Jerusalem were able to be successfully rebuilt because the people had a mind to work.
Amen.
It took somebody like a Nehemiah to get them organized. Took somebody like a Nehemiah to round them up and put them in the right direction. Nehemiah himself couldn't have done it all. But the people got it done because they had a mind to work. We're going to be looking at some other concepts today, kind of finishing up. But again, this is no way an exhaustive study of the book of Nehemiah, but more of a survey. Some of the things we will look at today in the time remaining is Israel's love and their respect for the Word of God. I see people today in the world, some, we'll just call them Satanists. I don't know if they were part of a group or not. They were gleefully ripping apart the Bible the other day and just stomping on it. Probably good I wasn't there. for my sake, for my soul's sake. Some people just, they want to make a point. They'll burn the American flag. I guess they have the right to do that. It's not the prudent and best thing to do. People have the right in this country to rip the Bible to shreds. But this, some of these passages here show true people of God their true love and respect. Amen. for the Word of God. And like with everything, some rejected it. As good and as glorious and righteous as the Word of God is, then and now, goes all the way back to the garden. They can have the Word of God, but they don't always reject, or they don't always follow it. Sometimes they reject it. In Nehemiah 8, verses 1 through 3, this is the passage that Tracy read earlier. Appreciate him reading that. And starting in verse 1, it says, "Now all the people gathered together as one man." That says a lot right there. That the people, they gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and all the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Amen. Those few verses right there says so much. We very easily could base an entire lesson, and with the way time's going, that might be the lesson. We could very easily base a whole lesson on these few verses. They brought the law before the assembly of men and women. God wants us to assemble together. We could read the Word of God by ourselves, sitting in our jammies on the couch at home. And God wants us to read at home. But we see that they came together. The assembly of Israel, men and women, and as old as people that could understand, came together on the first day of the month. Then he read from it in the open square from morning until midday. That's a number of hours right there. And I know this wasn't an everyday occurrence, but something you don't see in the passage, people griping about how long it's going. People looking at their what do you call those hourglasses that they wore on their wrist? You know, looking at their, hey, how long is this going to last? We got to beat the Baptist over to the buffets. You know, I got things to do. People will see, places to go. We don't see that in this passage. Maybe it occurred. God's word didn't record it. But we don't see it. Before the men and the women and all and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive. They weren't looking at Facebook. They weren't checking their emails. They weren't checking their clocks, how long it's going. They were attentive. They were respectful and listening to the Word of God. In chapter 8, verse 5, it says, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people when he opened it. All the people stood up out of respect." I love, it's not set in stone. It's not a law. We're not going to send you to hell if you don't. I love the practice we've started here at South Valley a couple of years ago, that when we had our weekly scripture reading during our worship, that we stand up. Why? Out of respect. Amen. Out of respect for God's word. Can you have respect for God's word if you're sitting? Of course. But just like the Israelites here in Nehemiah, they stood up. The word of God was being read. If you remember, they had just come back not too long ago from the Babylonian captivity. And so many of them had not had access to that. It was special. They treated it special. In chapter 9, verse 3, it says, "And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day. And for another 1/4, they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God." It moved them. It was special to them. And we have it recorded here for us. A little bit later in chapter 9, the readings and what the people did, they were blessing and praising God, and they were rehearsing all the blessings that had happened to them. Oh yeah, we remember. They were going over it. When something good happens in our life, does it just, it happens once and we take a picture, we look at that picture once, and then it's over? We remember, we cherish those good things in our lives. Look at how many times, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm sure we could find it, but look at how many times in the Old Testament it starts breaking down all that God had done for the Israelites. It's endless. God was always wanting them to be reminded. And they were reminded, because sometimes people forget. Amen. Sometimes they forget. Look in the New Testament. How many times in fact, in a lot of ways, this is the basis of Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost, that this God who brought you out of Egypt, he had a son who died for you and you killed him. It's the basis of Stephen's message. And in a lot of ways, it's the basis of our message when we start to teach somebody. Amen. That God made all of creation, that he chose Abram. He liberated you out of Egypt. We're with them in the wilderness and made known. Not only made known, we were talking about this in Preston's Bible class this morning, that he's made known his law and expectations on them. Goes on to say, "But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but they hardened their necks. You're not going to make me do this. I'm not going to yield to God. Verse 26, nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you, cast your law behind their backs, and killed your prophets who testified against them. One verse says a lot right there. It's not enough that they rejected the law. A lot of people reject the law. But look at how people reject the law. Sometimes they reject you also because you represent the law. You represent the Word of God. And so they turn the tables and reject you. We're only telling people the Word of God for their good sake. And sometimes they get defensive and reject you. Sometimes they just ignore and go away. But sometimes they get defensive and go after the messenger. Like these people did. They hardened their hearts and they killed the prophets who were teaching them. Chapter 13, we see a prayer that many of us could be praying the very same prayer. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its services. We as people, we want God to remember us. Have mercy on us. Everybody likes to be validated. God, you do remember the effort, the love, the energy I put forth for you. And that's what Nehemiah, remember me, oh my God, that you remember these things that I've done. Remember me. I rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. God remembers. He knows that. I restored your word among the people. I remember that. I resisted and stood against, even sometimes against overwhelming odds, pagan ways that were all around us. We mentioned in Bible class today about how on the Sabbath that Nehemiah had the gates of Jerusalem closed so that the traders could not come in and do business on the Sabbath. You're not allowed in here. Verse 30, remember me, O my God, for good. And that's what we want, because we're going to be facing God someday. We want God to remember us, the sacrifices, the work, the efforts that we've made for Him and His people. God's people, they respect, they teach, and they uphold God's word. Nehemiah did that. God's people resist the ways of the world around us. We've got to live here. For the portion of time that God has granted us to live here, we've got to be here. But we don't have to be of here. Be in the world, but not of the world. And we will stand on our own merits. We can't ride. It's not remember me, O God, what so-and-so did. Remember me, I want to ride their coattails in. Remember me, O God, my grandfather was such a great Christian. My grandmother was such a great Christian. Can I ride that one in? We will stand on our own merits. God, remember me. The lesson's yours. I would encourage you, maybe this week, spend a little time. Read Nehemiah. Won't take you long. A couple of sittings. You get through it. It's a rich, rich book of God's word. If we can be of service to you through prayers, through baptism, through if there's sin in your life, you can't be a good man or woman of God if there's sin in your life. You got to deal with that first. If you need to repent of sin, do so. Don't let this day pass without getting back on track. If you need prayers of this congregation, we will be happy to pray with and for you. Whatever your need, please come while Daryl leads us in the invitation song. Let's stand.